At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. With 6 weeks left in this legislative session, the Texas House today begins a longer schedule, working at least 5 days a week. There are still more than 6,000 bills up for consideration at the Capitol. Today, the House Human Services Committee holds a hearing on a bill against passing a pet off as a trained service animal. Service animals are trained to perform tasks difficult for people with disabilities. The bill from Victoria Nyave of Dallas would make it a misdemeanor to use a fake service animal. The committee will also hold a hearing on a slew of bills aimed at child protective services. The number of Texas foster children sleeping in CPS offices or other temporary living arrangements more than doubled last month. Patrick Crimmins with the Family and Protective Services Department said the number grew from 29 in February to 65 last month. Crimmins told the Dallas Morning News it's not clear why the count spiked, but he said department officials are studying that. A shortage of foster care beds has been an ongoing issue. More at-risk children were removed from homes in fiscal year 2016, but the state also lost about 300 treatment center beds. Governor Greg Abbott and other state lawmakers have said increasing foster care capacity and improving CPS are a top priority this legislative session. Each year, more than 35,000 babies are born with congenital heart defects, the most common form of birth defects. Chances for survival were slim not so long ago, but today, more than 1 million adults live with congenital heart defects. Today in Vital Signs, I talk about this with Dr. Robert Jaquess. Much of his work involves repairing the hearts of babies born with heart defects.
For some of the defects that we operate on now, when I was in medical school, survival beyond a month was unlikely. The most lethal of those is something called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. I graduated from medical school in 1986, and at that time, most children who had that condition, which is surprisingly common, did not live more than a month. There was no treatment. Nowadays, for most children who have that, we expect probably an 80 to 90% chance of survival to a year. And probably an 80% chance of survival to 5 years and beyond.
What accounts for that?
It's a combination of many things. We are better at diagnosis. That is to say, for many of these children, their problem is identified before they're born so that we can prepare for them. Even the ones that aren't identified in that way, we can make the diagnosis very quickly after birth with a combination of something simple, which is called pulse oximetry, that now in all nurseries, babies' oxygen levels are monitored.
But I'm guessing in the past, maybe the inability to detect this early or find it.
Nowadays, that can pick up a child who looks all right. And for the first few days, they are all right. But what happened in the old days is about the time they got home and started to feed, the physiology that changes in all babies at birth, for these babies changed in a way that was rapidly lethal, and they would very often pass away in the first week or two of life. Nowadays, with the pulse oximetry and superb echocardiography, which wasn't available 25 or 30 years ago, we pick the diagnosis up early, even before birth. We make the diagnosis very precisely when they are born. We initiated a medication which can be given intravenously to keep them stable, and then we do an operation in the first few weeks of life.
And, of course, treatment has advanced significantly since then.
The recognition of how complex these babies are, that the medications that are required need to be thought of and dosed differently, that the care that they receive in the operating room and in the intensive care unit is dramatically different. We are better surgeons than our predecessors, better equipment, better technology, better understanding of the disease process. Mm-hmm. So 25 years ago, there was a general intensive care unit for all children. Now we have specialized cardiac intensive care units with nurses and doctors and therapists and pharmacists and respiratory therapists and many other people who focus exclusively on the care of children with heart disease. And that allows us to really learn lessons fairly quickly, which in the past took a long time to learn.
You said it's far more likely today that a baby with a congenital heart defect can survive into adulthood. But with what quality of life?
Some of the heart conditions that we can treat in early childhood can be thought of as essentially cured, and so we can tell parents that their children will grow up and have a normal quality of life and a normal life expectancy. And One of the disadvantages we have in the United States with our healthcare system is that we don't have a single large computerized database, so we can't answer that question as well as some of our colleagues in Western Europe can. One of the things that we know is that if you have congenital heart disease of the more simple kind, you are actually more likely to be employed, higher educated, and married than somebody who doesn't have that. Now, I'm not saying congenital heart disease is good for you. That may simply reflect a more attentive healthcare system. But even for children who have very complicated heart conditions now, our treatment is so good that for the vast majority of them, they don't really have to think about their congenital heart disease except when they come back to see a cardiologist and they have a reminder, if they don't have a scar that they can see easily, and many do, that they still have something that needs periodic tune-ups.
Dr. Jaquess, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for the opportunity. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Dr. Robert Jaquess is a pediatric cardiothoracic surgeon with Children's Medical Center and UT Southwestern Medical Center. By the way, the annual March for Babies Walk is this Saturday. You can find information about the North Texas events at marchforbabies.org. In the forecast, 40% chance of rain, high near 81, 70 now in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth.